Hi all, and welcome to our Walk With Us Student Health and Wellbeing Reflection Guide for the week of the 4th to the 10th of March. Our topic today is learning to care for our physical wellbeing. Yes, health is a state of complete physical, mental and social wellbeing, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. And that's according to the World Health Organization. So, do you wake up full of energy and optimism for the day ahead? Do you feel confident to handle whatever comes your way? Or do you find yourself more distracted by fatigue, pain, stress, and/or anxiety? We need to listen more to our body so we can get a fuller picture of our overall health and well-being. Physical well-being is much more than good health. It is also about how well your organs and body systems function. It really is the direct result of our lifestyle choices and behaviours. When you are studying, your physical well-being is very important. As a student, a healthy body will mean better memory and concentration. You'll have clearer focus and find an improvement in your overall coping and problem-solving skills. Commitment to maintaining your physical health through physical activity will help you to fight off those feelings of stress and anxiety and help your overall body to function better. But please do remember, though each person's version of physical health will be different. It's important to tap into those warning signals like that of pain. Pain is your body's way of telling you it is under strain or attack. It can be a result of something physical like a bodily injury, virus, etc., or can be experienced as emotional pain stemming from an upset or a trauma. The more information you can gather will lead to better treatment and or prevention for such problems. Always be aware, you may require medical professional assistance for your pain, and it is important to ensure you seek it, especially when those symptoms persist. It might be hard for us at first to practice checking in on our physical well-being, but it's definitely a habit worth developing, as it will lead to a healthier and happier life and might even gain you a few years. So what is our OTC top three tips and techniques for our self-care? Number one, be grateful and connect to your body. Get to know and accept yourself, both mind and body. Be grateful for what and how your body has served you. Commit yourself now to listen and honour it better in this present moment and in the future. Are you someone that only listens when something is going wrong in your body? Are you more reactive rather than proactive to what your body needs? Listening for signals will also prevent other signals from occurring. So connecting continuously to how your body works and how to maximize it for your health and well-being is essential. Acknowledge that now. Your body has a lot to tell you, and every bit of information your body is giving out really does matter. Commit to this as a daily practice and learn to connect. Number two, listen and respond to the body and what it needs. Now that you have decided to connect with your body, be committed to listening to its needs, remembering we all have a good idea what is good and bad for us. Take a moment now, really listen. It might surprise you what comes up. Ask yourself what your body really needs. If you're thirsty, drink some water. If you're hungry, take the time to eat. Don't avoid the basics, as your body is telling you something important about what it needs all day long. Do you need to go to bed earlier or replace your mattress even to get a better night's sleep? Do you need to ask for help at work or at home? If you're tired, take a rest. Even if it's just for a few moments, it will make a huge difference. If stress and anxiety are overwhelming, you dedicate time to de-stress. Learn to take simple, deep breaths, whether it's with meditation or a walk in nature. As long as you feel more relaxed after, you're on the right path. Physical exercise is a great way of alleviating stress and preventing symptoms getting worse. Getting outdoors, even for 15 minutes, can help you cope and deal with your feelings, leading to better choices and decisions. Pick the one thing you know your body needs right now to help it heal and act on it. Decide and commit to this one step in the right direction to ensure long-term healthy changes. Tomorrow, repeat it and continue to do so until you have a healthy habit. Remember, 28 days and you have a lifetime habit. Number three, seek help and support to live your healthiest self. Consider keeping a daily journal, mental or written, of how you're feeling physically and emotionally. Remember to include how well you're eating and sleeping. This will help you better recognize early cues, which can be a benefit for you, your doctor, or even sharing with your friends. Make sure to consult with your doctor for any worrying signals in your body. Consider talking to someone to help with any of the emotional signals your body is giving you. Remember, you can always connect with me via email or Zoom or Spectrum Life as a step in the right direction. Remember, a problem shared is a problem halved. Remind yourself how important you are, not only to yourself, but also to the people around you. What you think and feel really does matter. Remember, you live in your body and in many ways have access to information that no one else has. So learn to listen, recognize, and act on emotional and physical signals that your body is giving you daily. You are unique, special, and valued. Please do check out our health and well-being section for further resources and information. If you have any questions and or need any support on this topic or any other issue affecting your health and well-being, do not hesitate. Please feel free to contact me at healthandwellbeing@opentrainingcollege.com. You can also contact Spectrum Life directly and you'll have access to a range of supports and services, including a dedicated 24/7 counselling service. You can click on the link in the email to register with Spectrum Life or to use their services if you have not already done so. Finally, well done for taking the time to listen to this reflection. It is a positive step in your self-care practice to take time for yourself. Remember, self-care is the new healthcare, so the decision is in your hands to make self-care your priority. And in that way, you are prioritizing your own health and well-being. You are not alone. Please do take care of yourself. Until next time.